Hello, innovators, disruptors, and future makers. Welcome back to the Agentic Revenue Brief podcast, where we dive deep into the pulse of AI-driven sales innovation. I'm your host, Tim Cortinovis, and if you're tuning in this week, you are right on time. Because right now, we are all witnesses and architects of the most profound shift revenue organizations have faced since the dawn of the CRM. This week isn't just more AI in GTM. The story is so much bigger. Something fundamental is changing about the way we operate. Platform vendors are starting to do a lot more than sprinkle AI productivity features across their products. They're shipping agent-ready workflow building blocks, handoffs, auditability, orchestration, you name it. At the same time, capital markets and analysts are cranking up the pressure. Show us throughput, show us controllability, show us economic value, or the funding and patience run out. So, what does this mean? The era of isolated AI helpers is ending. Agentic capability, the kind that can actually own, route, and complete revenue-critical tasks across your tools, is moving straight into the foundations of how your org runs. And here's the thing, the governance stakes just shot up when agents don't just suggest actions, but actually move pipeline stages, approve discounts, ping customers. You can't govern that with the old playbook. You need a new operating model, one that balances accountability, auditability, and speed. Let's get practical. Salesforce just rolled out a summer 26 release that makes it crystal clear. The entire architecture of how sales and service happen is being rewritten for human AI partnership. We're moving from rep, dues, ops records, manager inspects to an event-driven, agent-led loop. Conversations ignite tasks, tasks update records, those records trigger next best actions, sometimes before a human even realizes what happened. The result? Pipeline hygiene, follow-ups, even internal coordination, these are fast becoming the province of an autonomous layer. The best human energy shifts to negotiating, solving edge cases, and building strategy. But there's a catch. This new layer only runs safely on clear inputs, clean data, well-defined stage boundaries, enforceable processes. If your org's data is messy or your definitions are fuzzy, autonomy will amplify those flaws at machine speed. This is a moment of leverage for the RevOps leaders who can translate these platform primitives into solid, controlled workflows. And it's a moment of exposure for those who can't. Now, here's another subtle but seismic shift. Autonomy is being sold as an operating cadence, not a tool. Salesforce's Agentforce programming is positioning agentic capability as enterprise infrastructure, not just another widget. As a buyer, you're not assembling isolated features anymore. You're choosing pre-architected loops of engagement, proposal, renewal, and expansion where the platform orchestrates the work. This triggers a consolidation of fragmented stacks toward platform-native workflows because agents don't play well with special plays or unreliable integrations. If you've built your GTM on a best-of-breed hodgepodge or spreadsheet governance, this wave is about to crash on your shore. It's not just vendors driving this. Investors are doubling down on automation that actually owns the work, not just assists it. The funding is following startups that can operationalize autonomy, deployment, monitoring, governance, real impact. For you, that means it's time to think about autonomous capacity as a managed resource. Ask yourself, where is my revenue bottleneck? Where does throughput, lag, or errors bite? Allocate agentic systems there, measure the marginal gains, and treat it like you treat a new SDR pod or a customer success initiative, but there's a red flag. If you're measuring AI success by time saved or activity volume, email sent, tasks created, you're missing the real point. You need throughput improvement, outcome accuracy, and error reduction. And you have to be able to answer fast who or what changed a record, triggered a discount, sent a message, and under what rule or approval. Because let's be blunt, Gartner-style warnings are already circulating. The party is over for AI initiatives that can't justify their place on the income statement or prove they have risk under control. The pilot budgets become operating budgets. Autonomy gets the production scrutiny it deserves. So, what's my challenge to you as a CRO or revenue leader this week? Don't chase AI adoption. Instead, run a 30-day bounded autonomy pilot targeting one clearly measurable bottleneck. Make RevOps the product owner. Define explicit policies for what your agent can do, what needs approval, and when to escalate. Instrument telemetry, throughput, error rates, override logs, and customer impacts. And be ruthless about stop conditions. Know what triggers a rollback and who can hit pause when things go sideways. The goal is not to automate everything overnight or to put up AI vanity metrics on your next board slide. The goal is to prove that your org can operate autonomy as a real controlled system and to build a playbook you can roll out everywhere sustainably. As we close out, here's what I want you to remember. Autonomous systems in revenue are not another tool to buy. They're a new way to govern, to measure, and to compete. They're funded like capacity and scrutinized like production infrastructure. The winners will be those who treat agents as integral to their operating model, clear policies, measurable throughput, explicit accountability, the failure mode, scattered pilots, fragmented ownership, and a governance nightmare that ends in executive shutdown. But the opportunity, it's enormous. A revenue machine where humans own judgment and agents own repeatable execution fully under control. So, what will you do with this signal? Will you let the vendor's operating model define your future? Or will you design your own hybrid revenue system, one that compels both human judgment and machine precision to work in harmony? That's it for this week on the Agentic Revenue Brief. If you found this episode valuable, share it with your team, subscribe, and keep pushing the boundaries. Until next time, Tim Cortinovis signing off. Keep innovating, keep disrupting, and remember, the future of revenue is agentic.